Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's been a busy week for IU men's soccer, so a great time to catch up with head coach Todd Yeagley. And coming up Sunday is the under 20 youth Mexican national team. We've seen plenty of these outfits come through over the years. It's been a great celebration of the end of spring soccer. It's kind of like your spring game with the international flavor, the international match. Where does this under 20 Mexican youth national team set up? Is this one of their better teams they've brought?
Yeah, from what we're hearing, this is a really good group. Had some special groups come through. Mexico's been very consistent on the youth side, and obviously at the men's World Cup level, they're consistently right with us typically outside of this past cycle at the top of the CONCACAF. So there's going to be a few of these players on the field on Sunday, just like there was years ago with Dos Santos and Chicharito. They're going to be at the world stage and not only playing for their full team in coming years, but also at some pretty big clubs around the world. So I know our fans and certainly a lot of the Latino fans in the community who support Mexican national team are excited to see the next star. And clearly for us, it's a measuring stick for the players that are at our national team level and the ones that are aspiring to be of what the difference would be. And sometimes you got to play against that to really feel it. And so I say it's a really big learning game for as much our team, but more individually, with things they feel and see and experience in this game.
2:00 Sunday, Bill Armstrong Stadium. Get your tickets at iuhoosiers.com. And when you're there, check out Indiana's schedule for 2018. How about this opening trip? 2 Wake Forest and 2 North Carolina to get the season started before coming home for the IU Adidas Credit Union Classic with Dartmouth and UConn. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The under-20 Mexican national team is in town for a Sunday afternoon game at Armstrong Stadium against Todd Yeagley and the Indiana Hoosiers. Coach tells us what he expects from Sunday's match. Do you shift what you're doing tactically, or do you try to play Indiana soccer against these pros?
It's a great question, Glass. We'll have a few different scenarios in this game where we might be a little stubborn, per se, and really kind of experiment or do something that maybe for the end result may not be the best decision, but I want to see how we can do against this test. Then there'll be a segment of the game where I might reel that back and go very much in a result mode. Whether it's a first half, second half, a period of a half, for us to sit and just absorb, for instance, would not help us big picture as much as going ahead and working on our press and trying to handle them in the open field, not only collectively with our spacing, but individually. How do we handle a really talented attacker with space in and around us and space behind us for our center backs or keeper? We try to balance that, but we certainly just don't play this for a result. We're not getting a trophy here at the end of the day. For me, it's about a growth for our team. These guys, they're playing for jobs, for one. The Under-20 World Cup is a massive platform for that particular group, and that's where a lot of big decisions are made at the big clubs in Europe and around the world. For buying players. So these players for Mexico, they are playing for their future, not only with their own national team, but also their professional future. Every time we've had this game, when that whistle blows, that group across the way from us, they are very focused on winning this game.
The Hoosiers and the under-20 Mexican national team, 2 p.m. on Sunday right here in Bloomington. Reds on the radio tonight, 8:00 in Minnesota. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.